Okay, this is podcast number 2.
Yep. Santa's Carolyn.
This is Alejandro and Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about chapter 4 through 6.
Yep.
And something that I wanted to say about was in chapter 4 was very interesting because it talked about how if you were to take an IQ test, you wouldn't really take an accurate... It really wouldn't be accurate due to the fact that it measures intelligence. It's not as accurate as it thought to be. For example, if I were to get 100, 103, or it could be off by 3 or more or less. So in reality, it could either be 100, I could actually get 100 or 106. And it also doesn't measure things such as creativity and leadership.
Yeah.
So pretty much it just talks about the IQ test is pretty much a test for problems, but that generally do not rely on everyday problems.
Yeah, it's kind of like a how good are you at logic kind of thing. Like, it's not exactly, like, intelligence. But it also talks... It's kind of similar to, like the SATs, kind of. Mm. Not SATs, Is it the SATs? Yeah.
Yeah.
I get SATs way, mixed up with student teachers. But, because it's the same acronym. But SATs are kind of similar to that. It's not as much about logic, but just about having knowledge. Mm. But they measure, like, two different kinds of intelligence, but neither of them really are, like, an overreaching definition of intelligence. Like what Andrew was saying, like, the IQ test and the SAT both, like, don't really measure creativity and that kind of thing. So it's pretty limited. And IQ tests are kind of, like, dumb anyway. Because, like, people take them to be, like, the word of God. Like, I'm a genius because I got a 160, and they go to Mensa, and they just, it's like an echo chamber at Mensa, like, oh, we're all so smart. It's like that kind of thing. The IQ test just, like, creates problems like that, too. So, there's, like, a lot of problems with the IQ test.
To add on to that, Chapter 6 also talked about how the mean of many things isn't really the mean because it's never really accurate. Yeah. Since it talked about how ripping off ears and if you had a pile of ears by yourself, then you would see like an average of those ears. But in order to find an exact ear, you would need to see different piles of ears and compare everything and similarities. And in order for you to have an average of one thing, you actually can't have it because, you know, ears are all different.
Yeah.
So there's no really average for that. And for me, chapter 5, it wasn't really informational. It was just mumbling about many information that was sort of unrelated to both chapter 4 and 6. So it was kind of like a filler. And yeah, that was pretty much what I got from those three chapters.
Yeah, something that I've even thought about before this with like the averages thing is that when there are things that have like multiple different qualities and you say like the say for example like the average face, like there's like different kinds of noses and different kinds of ears and different kinds of eyes and like all those different kinds of things. So really it's kind of like the average face doesn't really give you like the average face, I guess, because it's not about like what's most like the most common kind of face. It's because like if you it's like like there could be say the average person is black but has blue eyes, because this is just like I'm making this up, but say because there's most people have blue eyes overall, but then there are more people who are black than white people, so that's because there's like a say, I'm just making this up, but say there's like a ton of white people with blue eyes, and that causes blue eyes to be more than everything else, and it makes it so like the average eye is like blue. But then, so basically, like, then the average face wouldn't really be the average face, because it's not like a common combination. So really taking averages of things with multiple different qualities and averaging all those qualities and saying it's the average overall set, I guess, just there's a lot of problems with that. So it's kind of, it's like, it's easy to say, oh, we took everyone, like every person from Japan's face, and we averaged them out, and now we have the average face of someone from Japan. And like, that does have its like benefits, like there are some things that you can see from that, but you can't take it as like the hard truth because it doesn't really apply to everything.
Alright, that was it for our podcast. Do you have anything to add on?
I don't.
Alright, thank you. Yep. See you next week.
Yep.